is that God doesn't want us to be happy when happiness depends on sin. You see? We cannot go out and do whatever it is we want to do in order to be happy when whatever it is we're doing is against God's law. You see? And oftentimes we justify those wrong actions because those actions make us happy. And we have this kind of a philosophy. It's not selfish, people say, to love yourself, take care of yourself, and to make your happiness a priority. In fact, those kind of folks would say it's necessary. So our happiness becomes the priority in life. Do whatever it takes to be happy. And so we find many Christians, and I've had a lot of couples that I've dealt with over the years in counseling, people that divorce, and their justification is, we're just not happy. Well, it doesn't matter to them that God said, except it be by fornication. You see, that's the only reason that God says that a divorce is okay, you see. Folks say, well, we're not happy. So therefore, it's okay for us to separate. Because why? Because God wants us to be happy. Or, put it the other way, God doesn't want me to be unhappy. So therefore, it's okay for me to do this. There are a lot of folks who are driving themselves into debt because they want stuff, because the stuff makes them happy. Okay? And there are folks who are watching things on TV, they're watching movies and, you know, going to movies and things like that and watching things that are ungodly and sinful behavior, and they're promoting those kinds of things. Why? Because it makes them happy. Okay? So you see, we justify doing wrong when we're convinced that we should be happy. We have a right to be happy, and God wants us to be happy. Then whatever it takes for me to be happy is okay for me to do. What we need to realize is that temporary happiness in this life isn't worth the long-term pain. Consider the Prince of Egypt, Moses. And look at what the writer of Hebrews in 11 verse 25 says about Moses. He, that is Moses, chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. You see, the reality is, again, whatever we enjoy in this physical world is temporary at best. It is short-lived. And so if that's where we place all of our happiness, is in the things of this world, it's going to be very temporary. But the consequences of us seeking happiness in that kind of a way are eternal. Okay? God never condones sin, no matter how happy it makes us. Okay? It's not about us just being happy. So this philosophy, again, that the world has, is do whatever it takes to make us happy. And that's the way a lot of people live. And that's the way a lot of people who claim to believe in God live their lives every day. Okay? Whatever it takes to make you happy, it's okay. God doesn't want our happiness to be based on worldly things. You see, this statement is not really true. The purpose of our lives is to be happy. No, the purpose of our lives is to serve God. Okay? And we should be happy in the process of doing that service to God, not seeking happiness by all the things that the world offers. Now again, the issue is not profit. It is not about us being happy with the things that we have in life. That's not the issue here. It's when we get things out of perspective, and that's what we're striving for in our lives every day, is to find happiness in stuff. Because why? Because we deserve to be happy. When we get that mixed up, it's going to cause all kinds of problems for us. You see, here's a thought process I think that we really have to come to terms with in our life. Happiness and stuff is based on why, and we oftentimes get kind of caught up in believing this particular equation about life. More stuff, okay, plus better circumstances, plus more thrills, plus peaceful relationships, plus the perfect looks, all of those things add up to happiness. So if I can have all of that stuff going on in my life, then I get happiness, right? And so we would go, no, 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 Russ, I don't believe that. I think that's wrong. I don't agree with that. I know it's wrong. But here's a test for you. Okay? The way that we spend our time and our money really shows how much we believe that equation. Now, I'm just saying, take a good look at your pocketbook, your checkbook, your credit card statements, and take a good look at the time that you spend doing whatever it is you're doing, and how much do those things reflect your belief in that statement, that equation. You see, what we oftentimes do is we chase all these false promises. If we're not happy with our marriage or our job, we just move on. Just go somewhere else. You say, with a false promise that if I go to greener pastures, we know about the pastures, right? Grass is always greener where? On the other side. You say? And so if I'm not happy with this grass, then I just pack up and I climb the fence and I move over to the grass on the other side of the fence. And then I'll be happy. You say? And it's a false promise. Okay? Instead of seeking to serve others, we oftentimes look to that other person or try to find that one person in life whose sole purpose is existing to make me happy, because we believe that happiness is being in love. So I just find that right person that's there to make me happy. And say, that's what I need to do in life. If we could just look better, say, then we'd be happy. If we have the right figure, the right look, you say, then we'd find happiness. Because my part of that is that everybody would like me, you say, the way that I look. And we present this image that we have. So we work at those things. Again, nothing wrong with exercising and doing those things, but what's the motivation? Why are we doing it? You say, seeking happiness from worldly things is like settling for counterfeit. You know, you can collect a whole lot of $100 bills in the game of Monopoly. You can buy a lot of plastic hotels and houses and property. But try to use that stuff out in the real world, okay? And you'll be in all kinds of trouble. Life is counterfeit. It's not real. And that's what it's like, chasing after happiness with all of the false promises that the world is throwing at us. It's counterfeit. It may seem like it brings happiness, and it brings happiness for a little while, but part of the problem is that the more that I have, the more happiness that I chase after, the more that I want and need. And my happiness is never satisfied. God doesn't want us to pass up on real life and settle for something less. Okay? In fact, in John chapter 10 and verse 10, Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Okay? God wants us to have a full and abundant life. But he doesn't want us to have that just based on the things of the world and trying to find happiness in the things of the world. He wants us to have that full and abundant life in him. And there is a huge difference between those two. And that brings us to the whole concept of being blessed versus being happy. There is a big difference between those two. You see? And when we settle for just being happy, then I think what happens is we end up missing out on a lot of the blessings that God wants us to really enjoy. You see? God wants more for us than the happiness that this world has offered. He wants us to be abundantly blessed. You see? But that abundant blessing has to come through him, not through the things of the world. The psalmist in Psalm 112, verse 1, the text that was read for us as we began, said, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. Where do we find our happiness or our great delight? In the commands of God. That is, living, as we said earlier, to serve him, not in the things of the world. Okay? Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, Jesus there talks about the whole issue of worrying about stuff in the world. the clothes I'm going to wear, what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to have to take care of myself. And he tells us, don't worry about all those things. God takes care of us in all that we need. Okay? And look at what he says in verse 33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all those other things will be added to you as well. Okay? So it's all about the relationship with God first and foremost in our life, and all these other things that we tend to chase after in order to find happiness. God says, look, you chase after me first in your life, and I'll take care of all these other things for you. You don't have to worry about it. In fact, I don't want you worrying about me. Okay? We're not made for the things of this world. That's something we've got to come to terms with. God did not create us for the things of this world. The things of this world are for us for temporary use. Okay? The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 tells us who we really are and where we really belong. He says our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we don't have a citizenship here. We belong to Christ. This is not where we belong. We're only here temporary. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, I urge you, he said, and he described us as aliens and strangers in the world. We don't belong here. God did not make us solely for this world. You see? And so he says, I urge you as strangers, aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. And I think that we can certainly apply this whole issue to that, saying stop chasing after happiness as your goal in life. You see? Because you don't belong here. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 through 31. The Apostle Paul there tells us, he says, look, what I mean, brothers, is that the time is short. Look at what he has to say. From now on, those of you who have wives should live as if they had none. Now, guys, don't misunderstand what he's saying here. He's not saying, hey, I get a freebie. Okay, I'm out of here, right? That's not his point. You see? And he's talking about the temporary nature of this life. And so, for those who are married, that should not be your first concern. And look at what he goes on to say here. For those who mourn as if they did not. Those who are happy as if they were not. Those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep. Those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them. And and the reason for all of that is why? Because this world in its present form is passing away. It is all temporary. And so if we place our happiness in all of these temporary things, then our happiness is only going to be temporary. And that's what he wants us to understand. Don't seek happiness in the temporary things of the world. Seek them in the permanent things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? The things of this world will not last forever. They're only temporary, and they're only going to bring temporary happiness. Okay? Now again, not necessarily anything wrong with enjoying those temporary things, but we've got to keep them in the proper perspective. Okay? Can't look to that plate of cookies to provide eternal happiness. It ain't going to happen. Okay, because you're going to eat them all up and then you're going to want more. Okay? The psalmist wrote in Psalm 97, verse 11, life is sown for the righteous and gladness the upright in heart. Okay? It's about living our life according to God's law. Living our life for good. And as we finish up, we look at this particular statement, which I think is really right off. Everyone wants happiness, but no one wants the pain. You see? But you can't have a rainbow without a little rainbow. You gotta have both. You see? Life isn't always going to be happy. But if that's what we're convinced of, that we have a right to be happy and God wants us to be happy no matter what, then we're going to be sadly disappointed. Our relationship with God is going to suffer. God wants more for you than to simply be happy in this life. He wants you to be blessed in this life, and He wants you to be happy for eternity. And that's what it's really all about. I really want to challenge you to think about this philosophy and this thinking about happiness, because I think that it really causes a lot of problems for more Christians than what we would really like to think. Because we really, I think, if we're honest with ourselves, in a lot of ways, we really seek more than anything else to be happy in life. And when we're not, you see, then we're oftentimes willing to do things that we know we shouldn't do in order to be happy. Maybe these things have caused you to think a little bit. Maybe I've touched on some nerves. I don't know. I hope maybe that if you're struggling with this whole issue, if this is a problem for you, then maybe I hope that it has caused you to see some things a little bit differently. I'm hoping that we can change the direction of the way that we think about our happiness, and that we seek that happiness only in God, in our lives. If you're struggling with this issue, if it's a problem for you, maybe you didn't realize it, but you're seeing it now and realize, man, I've got some things I've got to get straightened out, and you need some help to do that, that's what we want to do. We want to help with that. Okay? But we can't help you if we don't know what's going on. So we offer an invitation for you to be able to tell us, hey, I need some help with this, I need prayer for this, I need some guidance or some teaching or help, whatever it might be, that's what we want to do. And if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you haven't given your life to Christ yet, you have the opportunity to do that right now this morning. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then confess Him as such. Repent of the sin that's separating you from God and have those sins washed away with the waters of baptism. You can do that right now. You don't have to wait. You can do it right now. I'll be up here in the front to receive anyone like to come up here. Dale will be in the back if you'd like to have a private prayer or a conversation with him about there. But the Lord's invitation is extended, and we